Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. American Civil Liberties Union says the White House has released an edited version of President Obama's once-secret policy on using drone aircraft to combat terrorists around the world. President's drone policy calls for American military forces to use such weapons only when there is near certainty that a terrorist target is within range and that non-combatants will not be killed or injured. The ACLU welcomed the release of the document. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attack took place outside a police station about 50 kilometers south of Brussels. The attacker was shot by a third police officer and later died at a hospital.
Il a immédiatement sorti une machette du sac de sport qu'il portait.
Belgian police spokesman David Quino said the attacker violently struck the faces of the two police officers, all the while shouting Allah Akbar. Charleroi attack came after 32 people died in March during coordinated bomb attacks on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State militants claim responsibility. Brussels has been on high alert for terrorist attacks since then. Syrian insurgent groups have launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. The militants claimed that they had achieved their goal, and Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled and that the army had regained control of areas it lost. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offenses are underway. The militants have launched several such attacks. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is reporting that it has received the go-ahead from the de facto separatist rulers of eastern Ukraine to help repair thousands of homes damaged or destroyed during the military conflict there. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The war has claimed more than 5,600 lives and wounded nearly 14,000. It has left much devastation in its wake. The UN Refugee Agency reports it has, for the first time in 5 months, been able to reach thousands of people in the Lugansk region of eastern Ukraine. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says life has been a nightmare for the many others who remain.
UNHCR officials met a 77-year-old former construction worker named Petro and his wife. They had lived in a tiny basement room, the only part of the shelled home that protected them from snow, rain, and wind, for more than 2 years.
Spindler says a UNHCR team in Lugansk, working with a local construction company and volunteers, plans to have 1,500 homes rehabilitated by October. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thailand is voting on a new constitution proposed by the ruling military. Though the military says the draft would reduce political divisions in the country, critics have argued it would give the military too much power. This woman in Bangkok spoke with reporters after voting. She said she thinks the country will be better after the referendum and she wants to return to peaceful times. Elections are expected next year that have been promised by the junta should their constitution pass. Chinese Coast Guard vessels, air patrols, and fishing fleets have reasserted their disputed maritime claims in two distant areas, despite last month's ruling by an international tribunal that their territorial claims in the South China Sea have no legal basis. As the Rio Olympics got underway, President Obama used his weekly media address to talk about the athletes who are participating.
That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
Syrian swimmer Yusra Mardini survived a harrowing sea crossing a year ago and is now among those 10 refugees at the Olympics. On Saturday, she won her preliminary heat in the 100-meter butterfly, but the result was not enough to advance her to the semifinals. Mardini will compete in a second individual event Wednesday when she swims the women's 100-meter freestyle.
That's the latest world news from VOA.